Chapter 24 Translator, Zia Editor, Ellie, this is Hei Feng. Xu Ting patted on the horse's neck and introduced it to Du Cyan. Although she didn't know when Wang Nisheng's invitation would be honored, Xu Ting still wanted to teach Du Cyan horsemanship on a whim. Hei Feng was the fiercest horse among fierce horses. Before being tamed by Xu Ting, it was a wild horse on the grassland. The height of the Hei Feng was really too high for men, and it made people retreat when they saw it. Hei Feng was on the grassland 2 years ago. He is my good partner. Do you want to touch it? Du Cyan's eyes were sparkling. Hei Feng, a wild horse, even if Du Cyan was a man, he couldn't help being impressed. Can I? Du Cyan was still a little scared. Hei Feng looked rebellious and untamed. Du Cyan did not know if it would be okay to be touched by him. Yes, come, Xu Ting encouraged him. Hei Feng was wild, but he was tied and was still very aware of the situation. Du Cyan carefully touched Hei Feng's head, its hair was smooth and slippery, and it felt very good, which made people love it. Hei Feng actually disliked the weak person standing in front of him. He was not mighty at all, but for the sake of his master, forget it, just give him a touch. Hei Feng neighed, and Du Cyan immediately withdrew his hand. Xu Ting smiled and handed the reins to the servant who took care of Hei Feng, leading Hei Feng away. You are just starting to learn how to ride horses. Hei Feng is too strong. It is not the best choice. We need to pick a docile little stallion. Xu Ting took Du Cyan to the front of the stable and asked the stable manager, are those horses more docile and suitable for the lord to ride? The manager immediately pointed to a few smaller horses and said, Queen's daughter, these are all stallions, and they are very docile in nature. Which horse does Cyan like? Du Cyan pointed at a maroon horse and said, that one. Xu Ting said to the manager, bring it out. The maroon stallion was led to the clearing. It was indeed a very docile horse. Du Cyan fed it some fodder. The first step in riding was to get on the horse. Although this maroon horse was much shorter than Hei Feng, for Du Cyan, who had never ridden a horse before, how to step on it was a problem that made him feel at a loss. For a man like Du Cyan, riding a horse was just fun and did not need to be challenging, so this horse is saddled, and even if Du Cyan really couldn't get on, Xu Ting has prepared a stool to get on. Look at me, Xu Ting said to Du Cyan, standing on the left side of the horse, I will give you a demonstration first. Use your left hand to grab the reins and the horse's mane together. Grasp the saddle with your right hand. Prepare to cut the stirrup with your left foot. Jump with your right foot pointing to the ground, step on the stirrup with your left foot and turn onto the horse. Du Cyan's eyes widened in an instant, Xu Ting went up in a flash, her movements were neat and tidy, even the horse's body didn't move. Remember, be gentle when you land on the saddle, otherwise these beasts will bully you. Xu Ting jumped down from the horse and said to Du Cyan, come and try. Xu Ting personally protected Du Cyan, and the maroon horse was led by a servant to ensure safety. Du Cyan remembered all the steps Xu Ting taught him, but because of her height, Xu Ting grabbed the horse's mane with ease, while he found it very difficult. Don't worry, if we can't go on, we still have the upper stirrups. The strength of the man's waist and abdomen was really weak, not to mention a pampered man like Du Cyan. Du Cyan grabbed the reins and the horse's mane and stood on his right foot to get on the horse, but when his left foot stepped into the stirrup, his right foot did not cross the horse's back and fell down sideways. Du Cyan let out a startled cry, only to find himself falling steadily into Xu Ting's arms. Xu Ting carried Du Cyan off the horse. Du Cyan was still in shock and stayed in Xu Ting's arms. Xu Ting immediately realized that Du Cyan seemed to be in too much of a hurry, and immediately asked someone to bring in stirrups. Let's use the stirrups today. It takes practice to get on a horse by yourself, there is no hurry. Fortunately, Du Cyan was tough, not the kind of delicate man who was easy to give up. With the help of the stirrups, the difficulty of getting on the horse was suddenly reduced by half, and Du Cyan finally got on the horse smoothly. Xu Ting asked the servants to hand over the reins to her, and personally led Du Cyan to ride, teaching him as he walked the horse, don't be nervous, this horse is very docile. Hold the reins firmly and clamp the horse's belly with your legs. Don't be too nervous, the horse knows where you want to go. ... I'm letting go, Chong Ning, don't worry, I'm here. After an afternoon of practice, Du Cyan was able to ride the horse slowly. But when he got off the horse, because his legs had been kept in a tense state, suddenly his legs were weak and unstable, and Xu Ting caught him in her arms. Do you still want to practice tomorrow? Du Cyan immediately replied, practice. At the moment, the whole sight became different, the breeze blew gently, and it felt very good, as if the heart opened up with the sight. Du Cyan felt that he liked riding horses. After that, Xu Ting would accompany Du Xian every few days to practice horseback riding. Du Xian was smart and had good athletic ability. A little exercise would make his progress very fast. It didn't take much time for Du Xian to be able to ride a horse. But for horseback riding, the grounds in the palace were not enough. In the evening, while lying on the bed, Xu Ting finally remembered the incident. She kissed Du Xian and said, "The royal family has a horse farm on the outskirts of the city. Today I discussed with the 7th Empress, we can go there for training." "Really?" Du Xian was very surprised. Xu Ting replied, "Yeah." Du Xian happily jumped on Xu Ting and kissed Xu Ting's neck. Xu Ting opened her eyes and asked, "Do you want to have it again?" Du Xian blushed, but his movements were very firm. Uncle and said that he had been quiet, and he should take the initiative to be more active with Queen's daughter. Xu Ting was thinking about something. She was a little skeptical. Maybe shyness and waves are the characteristics of men in this society, otherwise Du Xian's performance can't be explained. Forget it, she couldn't help but give it. After making an appointment with the 7th Empress, they went out of the city in a carriage to the royal horse farm. Because riding horses were not allowed in the capital without any no reason, Hei Feng was led out of the city by Liu Tang in advance. On the road outside the stable, they met the carriage of the 7th Empress. A person came out from the carriage, Xian. It turned out that the 7th Empress brought her fiancé Wang Nisheng. "I heard that you are learning to ride, my riding skills are very good, I will teach you later." Du Xian was happy to see Wang Nisheng, and replied, "Yes, I'm counting on Nisheng." There were guards outside the stables, the 7th Empress showed her identity badge and the guards immediately let her go respectfully. Knowing that the 7th Empress was coming, the female officials of the stable had long prepared to welcome her. Some of the horses in the stable were specially raised by the 7th Empress, and other empresses and their daughters also had their own horses. Apart from those, other horses could be chosen by Du Xian and Wang Nisheng.